AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. New York is a big city, and Pope Francis is covering a lot of ground there today. He spoke at the United Nations. He was at Ground Zero. The AP's Julie Walker is live with an update on where the Pope is now.
At excited children at Our Lady Queen of Angels Elementary School in East Harlem greeted Pope Francis. Some got to shake his hand, others were taking pictures, all the while the Pope had the biggest smile on his face. The Vatican says the Pope chose the school because many of the black and Hispanic students are children of immigrants. Some of those immigrants presented gifts to the Pope, including a book recounting their stories. Ed?
That's AP's Julie Walker live in New York. House Speaker John Boehner says he would have survived a challenge by conservatives, but decided anyway to step aside.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ya.
House Speaker John Boehner sounded like a man at ease with a decision that stunned Congress, that with conservatives pushing for a vote to oust him, he's resigning at the end of next month.
There was never any doubt about whether I could survive a vote. I don't want my members to have to go through this. I certainly don't want the institution to go through this.
The announcement came a day after Boehner told conservatives he would not go along with their demand to use a spending bill needed to keep the government open as a way to defund Planned Parenthood, a move that could precipitate a government shutdown. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
The National Transportation Safety Board says this is the first time it's investigating the crash of a duck boat on land in Seattle. An amphibious tour vehicle crashed into a charter bus. Four people were killed. President Obama says the U.S. and China have made significant progress on how to stem cyber thefts from U.S. corporations. Obama met with China's president today. After a strong start, stocks finished mixed. The Dow finished up 113 points. This is AP Radio News. Tonight, President Obama hosts a White House state dinner for Chinese President Xi Jinping. White House executive chef Chris Comerford says lamb is on the menu.
We are featuring a grilled cannon of lamb, which is sourced from Colorado, and it's accented as well with wonderful garlic fried milk, which is basically a savory panna cotta.
First Lady Michelle Obama and the wife of China's president traveled to the National Zoo in Washington. They revealed the name of the baby panda born 4 weeks ago. He is Bei Bei, meaning precious treasure. Through an interpreter, Peng Li Wan says the panda cub is delightful.
I know that millions of Americans watched the process of the birth on the panda cam, and it was such a regret that I didn't get to see it on panda cam, but I know that many Americans celebrated that day.
Just before revealing the name, Bei Bei got a medical checkup at the zoo. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.